God let a wicked man deliver a righteous message.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
While it is not his usual way, God once used a wicked man to deliver a righteous message. We find it in Numbers chapter 22. King Balak of Moab, thinking a curse would help him defeat the Israelites, hired Balaam, a sorcerer, to curse them. God warned Balaam not to accept the assignment, but the lure of money drove Balaam to go anyway. On the way there, God met him again, telling him that since he was going, he must say only what God told him to say. In Moab, Balaam offered sacrifices and waited to hear from God, apparently hoping it would be a message of doom. Instead, he received from God a message that blessed the people. Here is the message this sorcerer gave Balak. "The king of Moab brought me from the eastern hills. Come and announce Jacob's doom." God gave Balaam a message to bless Israel rather than curse his people. That's because God's blessings were based on his ancient promise to Abraham. All of us who, like Abraham, entrust our lives to God can count on his blessings to us. No power on earth can change God's blessings into curses. That's because God's Son backs up his promises. God's Son, Jesus, paid the full price to give us favor with God.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com